Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show, the first show of 2015 on today, Tuesday the 6th of January. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
Bright and bushy-tailed after Christmas.
Something like that.
We are, aren't we?
Yeah, stodged out with cake, are we?
No, a little bit.
Just a little bit. Just the old eight or nine slices so far.
Oh, just now.
I've been counting.
Well, yeah. It was Kate Brazier, of course, Kate's puds on the Superior Scoff and Quaff show.
Yeah, yeah. And Graham. I saw Graham's cake as well, yeah. And his chocolate balls.
The chocolate balls were delicious.
Yeah.
But also the cheesecake was very, very nice.
Yeah, what was it?
Sport for choice. Oh, it was lovely. It had blueberry, gorgeous.
David was mentioning grapefruit earlier on. Was there a grapefruit?
No, there was not a grapefruit, was there?
Tasted grapefruit.
Really? Yeah. Which was the cheesecake?
She's missed one. She's missed one, listener. There's a slice of cake she's missed.
Well, goodness gracious. There was a slither of white chocolate that was very nice too.
Mm.
It was very cool. Nice.
Yes. Anyway.
How were your carrots?
My carrots were fantastic,
most
thank you. Yeah, no, they were very good, mud and all.
And who's our sponsor?
Today's sponsor is Bridger Howes, who are a media consultants to the business community, and a big, big thank you to the folks at Bridger Howes for sponsoring today's show. We're really pleased to have you on board supporting us, and we thank you very much, Lee. And you can find out all about Bridger Howes by following on the Twitter at Bridger Howes, or you can click on the Kent Business Radio website on the homepage. There is a link to Bridger Howes's website. Do have a look at it. There's loads of interesting things on there for you to find. We'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. And you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. But you're more likely to get us by emailing us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But if you really want to be sure that you're going to talk to us on air, tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we will read out your tweet gladly. We have already had a couple of dozen tweets, and we've got loads of emails to read, and a packed show with lots of guests, and we'll introduce them as we go through the show.
But one of them's not my favourite guest.
No, I have to tell you, Steve from Venom Tech
just played the best trick ever.
And I didn't know he was going to do it, otherwise I would have videoed it, photographed it or something else. He handed Jules an envelope and said, "That's for you." And
where
she opened it and it leapt out at her. And she of course thought it was a spider, but it wasn't. It was just one of these joke things.
He gave me a horrible, all sweetly with a baby face, gave me this spider eggs.
Right.
A sachet of spider eggs with this huge tarantula picture on. And said, "Open it now." And I said, "Oh no, I'll open it later." You know, obviously I didn't want to open it. And he insisted I opened it. And then you open it and it...
Go on, open it. Yeah.
And it makes this noise.
And listener.
Listener, there's a hole in our roof that is moose-sized.
Yes.
For anybody that was listening earlier.
Yes. What I was asking my listeners on the Superior show, Scoff and Quaff, at 11 to 12 every Tuesday, what is the difference between a moose and an elk?
And the answer, of course, is Jules couldn't eat a whole moose.
Well, Paul Andrews did a really silly impression of something like a reindeer through the window, which didn't...
That was my moose impression.
It's nothing like it, nothing like it.
I thought it was. I'll tell you what, Jules, why don't we kick off with you reading an email?
Okay, I'll just take off this paperclip.
It's a paperclip, that is.
It's annoying me.
Yeah.
Now, there's a jolly civilised five-star social media workshop in London on February the 1st at the Hampshire Hotel in Leicester Square, or Leicester Square, depending on where you come from. Get your social ON, what does that mean, ON? Your social on, maybe, for 2015. It's no longer an option, it's essential for business. Now, this is an event of unique, delicious learning. Speaker Zoe Cairns will be there, along with Rachel Kinsella, who's a fabulous tea blogger. The delegates... I should have read this before, I think.
It would have helped, wouldn't it? Yeah, because you're falling through this, aren't you, really?
I am, really. For the delegates, the event will give you the chance to learn more about how... I would have eaten more had there been less cake.
You've got a calorie overload, is what's going on here.
A little sugar buzz.
She's got a sugar buzz going on here, listener, and she can't even cope with reading this email out.
Followed by a quick social selling learning workshop focused on Twitter, given by Lisa Jane. So this is at Leicester Square in London.
Mm-hmm.
It's Sunday, the February the 1st, and it will start at 11 till 5. It's aimed at all people and businesses. Great for pubs, salons, restaurants, clinics and retailers and hoteliers even. But anyone who wants to learn about how best to promote themselves using social media. Okay, so let's have a look. You've got 12 to 1 o'clock Zoe Cairns. And 1 to 2 guest speaker, get your marketing strategy right for 2015. Afternoon tea break. Lots of breaks here and lots of eating, no doubt. And then Rachel Kinsella of the Secret Tea Society, marketer and blogger, is on at 3:45. And then you've got social marketing with Twitter, Lisa Jane Davies, or bionize.com, which I actually mentioned on the Spiri show as well, scoff, quaff. Mm-hmm. Right, so there are also prizes as well. So to find out more, please go to www.bionize, which is BYANISE.com. Social media workshop, get your social on for 2015. I keep saying 2015, aren't I? Fabulous. I'm not used to this year yet.
No, absolutely. It's 2015.
I know.
I'm going to read an email now, which is basically the basis of a blog that I put up on the Kemp Business Radio website.
Oh, if it's a fabulous blog.
If you want to read the whole blog, just go to the blog tab on the website. But basically, the UK is now recognised as the most entrepreneurial country in Europe and comes fourth overall in the 2015 Global Entrepreneur Index. That's globally. Britain ranks above Germany and France and comes fourth globally in the 2015 Global Entrepreneur Index, the GEI, which profiles entrepreneurial activity and systems around the world. This year's ranking is the UK's highest ever position in the index, which has now been running for 5 years and has been improving steadily over the last 3 years. In 2012, the UK ranked 14th, and in 2013, it ranked 9th. The order of rank of the top 10 countries for entrepreneurial activity are number one, the United States, number two, Canada, number three, Australia, number four, the United Kingdom, number five, Sweden, number six, Denmark, number seven, Iceland, number eight, Taiwan, number nine, Switzerland, number 10, Singapore. There are now more than 750,000 new businesses that have been started in the last 18 months, and there are an estimated 5.2 million businesses in the UK, employing 25.2 million people and a combined turnover of more than £3.5 trillion. So if you want to read more about that and the small business market, have a look at the rest of the blog on the Kemp Business Radio website. But we are truly entrepreneurial. And me and my mate Richard Branson were tweeting out today, both coincidentally at the same time, that we both think that 2015 will be the year that entrepreneurialism goes viral. People are into it in a big way.
I think so, and I think I thought your blog was brilliant, and it's been had lots of retweets, hasn't it?
It has indeed.
But you and Richard are like twins, really, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, it's hard to tell us apart,
isn't
it? Yeah,
yeah, never in the same room at the same time.
Yeah, he's got hair, I haven't. He's a billionaire, I'm not. Yeah, everything.
He's ginger.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got ginger mouse, Matt.
That's true. Yeah. That is true.
Very similar. Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, we both wear a jumper occasionally. Yeah. Also, I happened to see this morning that small businesses have had the biggest profit jump in 14 years.
Why do you think that might be?
I just because entrepreneurialism is going viral and it's taken off. And I think, without getting too political about it, the problem is that the politicians have been holding things back for so long. People have just got fed up waiting for the politicians to do the right thing and just gone, oh, do you know what? We're just going to do it anyway and let them play about in Westminster doing their stupid things.
I saw you having a rant to MP Damien Green.
I wasn't happy with that.
I backed you up, did you notice? Yeah. And I invited him on the show. Did he answer?
No, of course he didn't.
Okay.
No, I was not happy with that. He was on TV at the weekend talking about the jobs market, and unfortunately he didn't know what he was talking about.
What was he saying?
Oh, I'm not getting into that because I'm not getting into the politics of it. I just tweeted him and said he was wrong, and if he'd like some informed information about the jobs market, I'd happily meet with him and educate him, and he didn't reply. Well, not surprisingly.
He might be thinking about it.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought so. There's new statutory payment amounts have been announced for 2015. The Department for Work and Pensions have announced the proposed new rates for statutory sick pay, statutory maternity pay, and statutory... I can't say that.
If only you could, yeah.
Statutory paternity pay. So that's SSP, SMP, SPP, statutory adoption pay, and statutory share parental pay. blimey, for the tax year 2015. It's good that they cured the red tape issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's only six new regulations. The proposed revised rates are as follows. The standard weekly rates of SMP and SAP and the weekly rates of SSP will increase from £138.18 to £139.58. The prescribed weekly rate of maternity allowance will increase to £139.58. And the weekly rate of statutory paternity pay will increase to £88.45 from the 6th of April. And the lower earnings limit applying to national insurance contributions below which employees are not entitled to any of those things will be increased from £111 to £112 from the 6th of April this year. These rates are still subject to parliamentary approval, so they may change, but that is unlikely. If you want to find out any more, if you go to gov.co.uk, Department for Work and Pensions, a full listing of all those new things are listed there. But if you're an employer, you do need to know that, because all the statutory rates of pay for those things will be changing very shortly.
I think you read that very eloquently,
cool.
Paul Andrews.
We have had quite a few tweets, and I want to start with a tweet from the lovely Debbie at the Purple Edge, and she says, Vanilla Web, Jill Serkin, can you please help Kent MS Therapy Centre? That's the lovely Mary Daly's gig over there at Canterbury Rugby Club. They are in a competition in which they could win a minibus, and they need your vote. So please give a vote for the Kent Multiple Sclerosis Centre, and you can do that by going to the following website, www.axisfoundation, that's A-X-I-S, axisfoundation.org/minibus, and there you have a choice of organisations that you can vote for. Please give the MS Centre in Canterbury a vote. They do stand a chance of winning a minibus.
Of course, we had Beth on, didn't we, who's helping with the interior.
Beth, yeah, absolutely. Beth Rossiter, who helped, as you quite rightly say, design the interior of the new building, which by all accounts is fantabulous.
Multi-million pound project, that.
Yeah, £3 million quid.
And I think Mary Daly raised it all single-handedly.
I think she did indeed, yeah. Funnily enough, the last time I saw Mary was when I met David. Who we're going to be talking to later.
David is nodding for
yes.
the listener. Doesn't really work on radio, but you will talk to him later.
Yeah. But, I mean, as soon as you mention Mary Daly, it's not someone you can forget, really, is it?
No.
Yeah. Cool. We've had a tweet from a new listener called Analyst Direct, who says, hi to the Business Bunker, and we're listening in. So thank you for
that. That's nice to get some new listeners. And we've had Voice of the Team also favouriting. Now they're new too. They are employee advocacy. Is that something to do with avocados? I never know.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Has become a hot topic in corporate America with no signs of slowing. We follow the news and updates from the top voices in this industry. We're getting a lot of American listeners, so if any
we
of
are,
you are
yeah.
doing business overseas.
Yeah. And we've got a bit of a tie up with a business show called BizBuzz. In Florida, which is good. They cover the small business market in the US.
And Nurse Liz Gilson, of course,
of
in
course,
Maryland.
Indeed.
She's listening in. She wanted to know about the spider. I've sent her a picture.
Have you?
She said, ugh, keep dry and shop local, LOL. For spiders? I don't really know what she means. Would you go and buy a spider locally?
Yeah, if you can.
You would? Yeah, Sittingbourne or... Where are you? You're Sandwich.
Sandwich, now, yeah, at Discovery Park.
There we are. Spider Sandwich, Liz.
Why does she have to make everything food related? Yeah, we walked into that, didn't we?
Clearly.
Yeah.
But for those who don't know,
Snake Cake
Sandwich is an actual town.
Yeah.
That's named after the Earl of Sandwich.
It is indeed. Yeah. Is the eponymous two slices of bread.
Yes, and the spider sandwich.
Yeah.
Kent and Victor Chamber have a networking meeting. This includes a full English. Which we like.
A full English what?
Breakfast.
Ah, right.
And anything else. 8 to 9:30. You're trying to lead me astray, aren't you? I can tell.
No, but everything, every single thing you talk about is food related.
I can't help it. If
no, obviously.
Ben and Tech happen to have an office in Sandwich, which is a food with a spider in it.
Which is a food if you're desperate.
Spider eggs, you see. Including a full English breakfast, 8 to 9:30. Chamber members, it's £15 plus VAT. Non-members are £20 plus VAT. Now, the guest speaker is Hilary Steele, from Kent Ideas and editor of Kent Women in Business magazine. And it's Friday the 16th of January at Tudor Park, Maidstone. And there's also another one on Wednesday the 14th of January at Cote Brasserie. You're really rustling your papers, Paul Andrews. You've got bad habits over the Christmas holidays. That's kentinvictorchamber.co.uk, listen. And I'm sorry about my co-presenters rustling throughout.
I was trying to stop you eating them.
I've had so much cake, I'm not hungry.
I don't think I can cope. I'm dreaming. I'm not awake. I swear, Jules said she's not hungry.
Am I but the only maybe, one that heard that? Maybe during the break.
Okay.
You know, once I've read it for you, I'll have used some brain cells, won't I?
Okay.
I've worked up an appetite. You can explore your diamonds, talent dynamics. There's an event which is going to be on Monday, January 26th, 9:30 a.m. 2015 this year. And it's everyone, they say, has fundamental right to experience flow. Talent Dynamics is a business development tool that gets results fast. And they are searching for smarter, faster, more efficient ways to get better results whilst improving employee engagement and maintaining talent in our teams, they say. And they also say it's not easy. So what they're going to do is, the first thing is, to get cut when budgets are tight is training and development, and so they're hoping to help you explore your diamonds. This is Donna Still at Ultimate Life Events. Do you know Donna Still?
I do indeed. I saw her recently as well, just before Christmas. I bumped into her somewhere.
She moves about a bit then.
Mm-hmm.
Not she always still.
No. She does move about. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to play a bit of tunage.
And what we're having. I haven't looked at your playlist.
No, so you don't know, do you?
See if I can guess it in one.
Yeah, go on.
It's from the 70s, I know it. Guitar riffs.
Yeah, go on. Think Venom Tech. Think Venom Tech.
Spidery.
Almost. White Snake.
Oh, I don't know it. Yeah.
I know you need. need inspiration? Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
Jobsinkent.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on this Tuesday, January the 6th, 2015, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin. That was a bit of White Snake there, which was a bit of a cheesy choice of track, but I thought it was a good track to introduce our first guest of 2015.
Just to see you on the air guitar, it was worth it.
Yeah, yeah. Did you like me flicking my hair backwards and forwards?
Your,
that really worked, didn't it?
One hair.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, look, it's an absolute blast and pleasure to welcome back, for the first time in a couple of years, I think, Steve, Mr. Steve Trim, Chief Executive of Venom Tech, over there now in Discovery Park, Sandwich.
Yeah, Steve. Yeah, indeed. Yeah, thank you for coming, for inviting me back.
Absolute pleasure. Absolute pleasure. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for being our very first guest of 2015. Why don't you give our listener an update on where we are, what you're doing? Give it, for those probably three listeners in the whole of the world that don't know who Venom Tech are, there can't be any more than that, give us a quick overview of Venom Tech and then give us an update on where you are and what's been happening since you were last on.
Yeah, sure, will do. And yeah, it's a great pleasure to be the first guest of the year, which is fantastic. So the name Venom Tech is not just a clever idea. We do actually sell venom. And the reason we do it is to make new therapeutics, new drugs. Mm. People don't realise there are actually 15 medicines on the market actually derived from venoms, either from mostly snakes and some spiders and even a venomous snail. It's amazing, from the South Pacific.
That's Wellard, isn't it?
Yeah.
A poisonous snail.
It's more amazingly enough, it's more poisonous than all the spiders put together, though.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Is it a big, humongous snail, or is it a little, tiny, titchy one?
It's a palm-sized snail that likes to eat fish. Right. So when you're a small, squidgy snail, if you want to eat bony fish, you need to kill it very, very quickly.
Right, okay.
So it has a very potent neurotoxin.
So it basically jumps in the water, wrestles a fish, kills it, and then eats it?
Yep, it lives in the water.
Oh, it does, okay.
To begin with.
Okay, it's a water snail.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And it fires a barb loaded with this toxin that kills the fish within seconds.
Good grief.
And scientists have found out that this toxin actually blocks part of the human pain pathway.
Right.
And it's actually sold as a drug called Prialt for intractable, i.e. untreatable chronic pain.
Oh, really?
Why? Excellent.
And the big problem we have as a research community, particularly in the pharmaceutical industry, is actually sourcing new venoms for new therapeutics.
Right.
And that's exactly where we came in.
Right, okay.
My background, I spent 10 years in the pharmaceutical industry performing drug discovery.
Right.
So I knew the challenges. And I'd also interested in exotic creatures like snakes and spiders.
Right.
And so when I got made redundant, I got the opportunity to actually put the two together and solve an international problem.
Absolutely. Now, I've been to your previous, I haven't been to your new one, Discovery Park. Although I'm going to Discovery Park on Wednesday, actually, to a nanotechnology conference. But I might pop in and have a look.
Yeah, please do. Mm.
Yeah, because when I was last over with you, when you were still on the campus at UKC, you had a great setup there with lots of kind of creepy crawlies and snakies and things like that. Presumably, you still got all of that.
Oh, definitely.
Are you intrinsically farming the venom from your own resources, or do you actually get venom shipped in? How does it actually work?
A mixture of both, really. Majority of what we do, particularly on our Discovery Park site, are the invertebrates. So Jules' favourite things, we have about 60 species of what people commonly call tarantulas, from all sizes, from about 50p size to ones that are bigger than my hand, so about 70 grams.
Right.
And those are our sort of core workhorses.
Right.
We also have about 30 scorpion species there, and some true spiders like the black widows, Brazilian wandering spiders.
Right.
And then unusual stuff like centipedes and leeches even.
Really?
Well, I work with a leech.
So there are venomous leeches?
So leeches have a component in their saliva that's an anticoagulant, so it's not actually a venom.
Right.
But we use the leech when we produce a venom array, so it's a collection of venoms for treating a particular disease.
Mm.
If we're doing something in the cardiovascular, so blood clotting area, we'll put leech saliva on as a positive control, because there's a compound called Herudin actually on the market as an anticoagulant from the leeches.
Right.
So we're actually using the leeches just to prove the system really as a control.
I mean, leeches have been used in medicine for hundreds of years, actually, haven't they?
Yeah.
Oh, indeed. But it's only recently in the last sort of 20 years or so that people have actually taken out the active component and produced it synthetically.
Yeah, and just not disposed of the leeches.
They were used to suck blood out, weren't they? Yeah. In the old Victorian.
And nowadays as well.
And nowadays too. Leeches are used to
clean wounds.
Leeches are used for cauliflower ears.
Yeah, and also in amputation surgery, or the reverse amputation surgery, reattachment. Yeah. So post-traumatic amputation, the way the leech feeds, it actually draws blood to the area.
Right.
So they're actually used to encourage blood flow into the previously amputated tissue.
Wow, I prefer cauliflower cheese myself. cauliflower ears.
We all do, really.
Yeah.
How about the beauty? Because you don't seem to go into the beauty industry, because I'm very interested in... you can use these spider venom creams and that. Tell me, do you do anything like that?
Well, having said that, that's something new for this year, really. We've already got a meeting with a large international client in the personal care industry. And there is a compound called Synake, which is short for synthetic snake peptide.
Synake.
That is an anti-wrinkle cream that acts like Botox. But unlike Botox, it's actually absorbable through the skin, so you don't need the injections.
Right, okay.
And bee venom's been used.
Can't we get a snake to inject it into Jules's face?
I'm sure if you bring it around, we can try that.
Yeah, let's have a go at that.
Are you saying that I need wrinkle treatment? Now, you heard it here, listener and guests. Paul Andrews just said Jules Serkin needs wrinkle treatment. So the lovely Jules Serkin at the beginning of the show is just all waffle, frankly.
I'm saying nothing.
He's gone very quiet.
And also, bee venom has been used quite heavily in the cosmetic industry. And some of it is actually proper activity and some of it's more commercial arm. And some of it is something we look into because these people do research that looks very similar to drug discovery.
Right.
And our collection of products can be targeted to the personal care market in the same way they can be targeted to a pain therapeutic. The same thing. So there's something new for this year.
Okay. Cool. Can I ask... At the moment, what's the kind of process? What's the structure of the process? Do you extract venom from various thingies, animals and stuff like that, and go, "Oh, look what this might do," and then go out to the market and say, "Do you know we've got a product here that you might be able to use in this?" Or do the various researchers come to you and say, "Listen, what we need is something that turns green and goes ping." And you go, what you need is an African spider monkey or whatever. I'm making up as a guy along, but
we don't have many primates.
I did see, I don't know whether it was you
that tweeted it,
was it? There is a venomous primate. And apart from Jules, who I knew was a venomous primate, I didn't know of any others.
No, that's with our good friend, Professor Anna Nikaris. From Oxford Brookes University. She spends a lot of time out in Indonesia with these slow lorises that actually do have a venom that they source. They actually have to mix the brachial gland and saliva to make it toxic, and the two independently are not toxic.
All right.
But that's something quite fascinating and some research we may do later in the year.
Right. What's the brachial gland? Is it that
It's in your nose, isn't it?
No, it's in the actual upper arm.
He's good at anatomy, isn't he? I'm just astounded by your anatomy. Cauliflower ears, in your nose.
They basically lick their armpit and then bite you, which is quite nice.
Okay.
But they're fascinating creatures, and she's doing a lot of work actually conserving them because they're heavily traded in the illegal pet trade. So she's doing a lot of good work out there. We're hopefully going to investigate the venom for our own interest. But getting back on topic, what we're doing is actually we are looking through the scientific literature, finding those venoms and peptides that might be interesting, purifying them out of the venom. So an individual venom contains many hundred different components, separating out the active ones, and also then using our experience to bring in novel ones that might be active that people haven't found before.
Right. Okay.
And so if a customer comes to us, a great example of active customers are looking for new pain therapeutics. They know what target they want to hit in the body, but their drug libraries can't hit them. They come to us and we can actually solve that problem by having a collection of venom libraries that have actually evolved to hit these targets, albeit not in humans, and therefore provide them a library that actually gives them more chance of finding a drug-like molecule than their current libraries.
Okay, cool.
So we're solving that problem.
Right.
Going right back to what you said at the beginning when you were at uni, what was your course again that you studied?
So I studied genetics back in Aberystwyth.
Right.
And then I spent 10 years working at Pfizer as a molecular biologist.
Right.
Very real boffin. And how unusual is your job? How many other venomous people?
Come on, boff, tell her.
That's gonna be the worst word in history.
Yeah, yeah. Boffin.
It's very cringeworthy.
Venomous boffin.
Yeah,
how many people are there in the UK, for example, working like you are?
Oh, that's a great question, because we have the only commercial venom lab in the UK.
That's what I was thinking.
And we're one of a handful globally.
Right.
But we've already managed a lot of international sales. In year one, about 75% of our sales were international.
Right.
We've sold snake venom into India, which is quite fantastic. And we've got quotes pending with Australia at the moment. So we are competing with the big boys already.
Okay.
And what we're doing at the moment is raising money through equity investment to actually build the capacity. So we don't have our own sales team at the moment. That's all done by myself.
Right.
But also we need some more... lab equipment, so we can actually produce the venoms more effectively and get them out to the global market that we know is waiting.
Right.
What we have managed to achieve is actually reduce the amount of venom we supply per plate by 7 times. By 1,000 times, and actually increase the price point by 7 times because it meets exactly the customer's need.
Right.
And then for us, it gives us a much greater capacity.
Right.
And so we're doing that through an equity round, and the next stage of that should go live with the syndicate room in a couple of weeks.
Okay, so in a couple of weeks we'll be telling everybody how they can send you loads of their lovely money and invest in your fabulous business.
Indeed, and the best way is to look through the VenomTech website. On our newsfeed there'll be links to the syndicate room as soon as it's live.
Cool.
Don't you find, or just before, I know you want to play another tune, but don't you find it fascinating that you're in the UK doing this, and most of these exotic animals come from, you know, hot climes and stuff. So why are you ahead of all the places where these indigenous species are?
It's our unique approach. There's a lot of people out there selling venoms, particularly snake venoms, for anti-venom. And now, in the country where the snakes are found, anti-venom is really important. Whereas in the UK it isn't. What our advantage is actually is understanding the drug discovery process and knowing how a tiny fraction of a venom could actually be a potential therapeutic of the future, which is what our customers in the pharma industry are struggling with. There was a great report in the Wall Street Journal from the National Institute of Health saying that we've actually only got treatments for 10% of the diseases that we know about.
Right.
And that's partly problems with the sort of synthetic chemistry and traditional methods of drug discovery.
Right.
And the venoms can actually short-circuit that process and hopefully put a few more cures on the list.
I want to ask this question, and I might even ask the question in the wrong way, and it might just be a stupid question anyway. But when you're looking at these, are you looking at this at the molecular level? So are you looking at strands of DNA and stuff like that, and looking at that level to isolate the various components?
So we're actually looking at the product of the DNA. So the DNA is the instruction, and then that's when that DNA is read, it's produced into a protein or a peptide, which are small proteins.
Right.
And so we're actually looking at it at the protein level in terms of the product, but we are looking at the genetic level with some of our academic partners as research to understand more about how these creatures are producing venoms.
Okay.
And we have great partnerships with Canterbury Christchurch University and Bangor University as well in Wales.
Okay, cool. It's a fascinating subject.
It is.
And it's a fascinating place. And I visited Steve's labs on a couple of occasions.
Does it smell a bit musty when you're
there? No, they don't. No, they don't smell musty at all.
Musty snake.
No, it doesn't smell like the pet shop next door.
No.
Does smell a bit musty.
Yeah, but he's got a pink skunk in there. That's why.
It's very aseptic and hospital lab.
It is. It's very high tech and, as Steve quite rightly says, hospital lab type thing. And it's a fascinating place, and I can listen to Steve talk about this forever and a day.
I find the leeches on the amputees, that sounds really, really fascinating to get the blood supply back and the amazing things you're doing.
They're quite fascinating, and people have been looking for the natural world in the early era of drug discovery. It's why we're still relying on morphine. But now we're sort of coming back full circle because the sort of boom of synthetic chemistry has produced some blockbuster drugs, but has also failed in many areas. And so the pharma industry are turning back to other sources such as venoms and fungi as well. It's another big area.
Right, okay. Well, I'm going to practice licking my armpit and biting jaws.
Oh, I was worried about what you were going to say then. Yeah. But you did
I'm
that
gonna
last
work on
week.
That. Yeah. I'm determined to become a venomous primate myself. But we could talk to Steve about this forever. Steve, thank you so much for joining us again on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure. Give people a shout out for both your Twitter handle and your website.
Yeah, certainly. So our website is www.venomtech, that's venom and then tech.co.uk. And Twitter feed is at Venom Research. And what you'll find on our Twitter feed is anything from chats about the Business Bunker on a Tuesday through to new scientific research, new areas of interest. And that's not just connected with venoms. It will be things like with Anna Nicaris and the slow lorises, but also other areas of zoological interest.
Absolutely. It's a fascinating timeline to actually read from all kinds of points of view. And as Steve said, if you look out, and we will tweet it as it comes on stream as well, and we will mention it very shortly on the Venom Tech website, they will give you details about how you can invest in the next round of their equity funding.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve, thank you so much for joining us. And do stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, Steve Trimmer, Venom Tech. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you. Really enjoyed it. It's great.
Brilliant.
We've had Lisa Marie Settle saying that she would like to, alongside me, give the old bee venom a go for the face.
Oh, right. Okay.
And little lips.
Yeah.
So, yes, we're lining up.
Those are already on the market. They're out there already.
Yes.
Some of the collagen-based lip things that you see, plastic surgery gone wrong where these poor ladies end up with big rubbery lips that they didn't want. You could achieve that just by getting a bee to sting it, couldn't you?
Yeah. Really?
But then you could see what it looked like and go, oh, no. And then it would fade away after a while, so you know not to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know why people haven't thought of that.
I think what's sad is that we're getting a different view of what women should look like. So, you know, whereas maybe 5 years ago it looked quite odd, now more and more people are getting these sort of cosmetic things, and with it's starting to become mainstream. So, you know, false boobs and things. We're going on to another show, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know about venoms that can help with that.
You need to do some backpedalling, don't you, on your next tunage?
Do I?
For being so rude.
Well, I'm not playing a tune yet.
About my life.
I'm not playing a tune yet, so don't get previous. Yeah. Don't try and manipulate my playlist, lady.
Who's on the Twitter?
I think we ought to do some Twitter and some emails.
Let's.
Lee from Ancorians Football Club has tweeted to say, as normal, they're listening to the Business Bunker Show. So welcome, Lee. Happy New Year to you and the folks over at Ancorians Football Club. We've had a new listener, Beauty Experts Academy, funnily enough.
Yeah.
And presumably they've just been listening to Steve because they've just tweeted, please could you mention the Beauty Expert Academy launch event on the 12th of January. And it's at the Moo Moo Experience, and it's from 6 p.m, and it's for beauty professionals in Kent. Thank you. Now, it's an absolute pleasure. I happen to know where Moo Moo is, so I can tell you it is actually a club in Maidstone.
Sounds like a children's show, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, it's actually a venue in Maidstone at the top of Wick Street. And you can follow Beauty Experts Academy on the Twitter, and their handle is Beauty Experts AC, all one word, Beauty Experts AC. Give them a follow. They've got a launch event on the 12th of January, and it's taking place at Moo Moo in Wick Street in Maidstone, and it's from 6 p.m, 12th of January. So thank you for that tweet, and do get along there if you're interested in the beauty industry in Kent.
Yeah.
Nigel Whittaker of Pure B2B has tweeted in. Hi, Nigel. Hope you're well. Happy New Year. And also the lovely folks at F Keys, the Microsoft training professionals over there in Medway and Canterbury.
Fabulous, Alex Waterton.
Absolutely.
We've had a new follower, Apple Ducks. Apple Ducks One. They're based in Tunbridge Wells. They're an event company, and it's also a craft fair event organiser specialising in creating dynamic retail environments. Sounds very interesting. Hello to you.
Fantastic. Sally Laker, Sally for Cakes, has tweeted, hi Sal, hope you're well. Thank you for tweeting in. As always, keep up with the cakes. She's been knocking out some wonderful cakes
just
recently.
They are amazing. In a gilet.
Yeah.
As well.
And another new listener, playthegame.biz.uk, and their Twitter handle is playthegame_UK. It says, Vanilla Web, we want investors too for our entertainment phenomenon. playthegame.biz, the new table game for pubs, bars, clubs and events. So if you're interested in pub games, give them a follow, playthegame_UK.
Bexley Heath Link, that's on the Twitter, Bexley Heath Link, Don't know what they do. There's no sort of time limit, but I guess they link people in Bexley Heath together.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Terry Ruffey as well, of Broad Security.
Yeah.
He said, Vanilla Whip, hi Paul and Jules, Happy New Year to you and best wishes for 2015 to you and all your listeners. Thank you, Terry. And Terry's firm, Brook Security, just installed a SWAT card security system for us over at Fruitworks in Canterbury.
Has he?
Yeah, and it's really brilliant. We got it all up and working properly for the first time yesterday, and it's all...
That would explain why I couldn't just march in anymore.
Exactly.
I used to just march in, steal all the fruit.
We won't let you in anymore.
It's to steal all the fruit, drink all the beer, and then leave.
Exactly. No, it's all up and working, and we're really pleased with it. So big thank you to Brook Security, Terry and the team.
Have you had to have a camera there as well, or not, so far?
Camera,
you know.
We have a webcam anyway. We always have had a webcam in there.
But I don't, you know, a security camera, I mean. Is that a webcam?
Yeah.
That's a webcam.
Yeah, we've got a webcam like that.
Okay.
In Fruitworks, but we've had that for a long time. Cool.
Shall I read something out?
Yeah, go on.
As you've paused to get your venom back. Mm-hmm. One application where you could enter three prestigious awards. This is exciting. This is the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce, Kent Excellence in Business Awards, the KEBA, and British Chambers of Commerce Awards too, national awards these are. Now, it says here, a little asterisk, excludes Business of the Year, Excellence in Customer Service, and Most Promising New Business. And they're asking, if your business is doing well, why not enter? And to find out more, you need to go to their website, which is www.kentinvictachamber.co.uk. And they said that entering the awards will give you, obviously, a powerful PR and marketing tool, recognition through the county, boost staff morale.
Boofs. What's a boost?
I don't know. I made it up.
No, she got confused. Yeah. Beef.
That is so unfair. Start backpedalling. Boost staff morale and further
boost
recruitment.
The chocolate bar.
I have had, you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, yeah.
Engraved glass trophy, which you could put wine in perhaps. The winners of the Chamber Awards will be announced at a gala dinner. Always a good thing, to be held at Canterbury Cathedral Lodge on Tuesday the 24th of March. This is a date for your diary. Tuesday 24th in the precincts of the historic Canterbury Cathedral. So we've got two business guests in here that could enter for that. Couldn't we? Couldn't
cool.
they?
Absolutely.
I'm going to enter them, whether they like it or not.
We've had a tweet from a lady called Kim Akehurst, and she says, Vanilla Web, it's Ruby Tuesday. That's a hashtag, Ruby Tuesday. Please could you donate £1 by texting RLYJ88 and then either you have the amount of your donation between £1 and £10. So that's if you text RLYJ88 and the amount of your donation and text that to 700070. And that is for Ruby Laura, and it's a fundraising activity for a cancer
charity.
It is. It's a particular type of cancer, and I'm desperately trying to remember what it is, but I can't say it properly. Blastoma, something like that?
Yeah, that is. And it's, so presumably Ruby is the little baby in the picture.
Ruby is the little girl that is currently suffering from that particular ailment, and they are trying to raise money for her to get treatment.
Oh,
and I believe, I'm doing this from memory, so I believe they need to raise something like £400,000. But you can help by texting a pound to RLYJ88 and text that to 70070 and donate a pound or however much you want to donate. So please do that.
The Institute of Directors, the IOD, have events. Next one is the 14th of January, and it's at the fabulous Eastbourne Manor with roaring log fires. I do like it there. That's in Ashford, T for Tiger, N for Norman, 254, H for Harry, and R for Rabbit. And that's at 7:45 to 10:30. Member price is £10 plus VAT.
And Jules' phonetic alphabet is absolutely brilliant.
I left the brownies rather young. I did learn that thing. What was that? Semaphore? That thing.
Semaphore.
Do you know, it's never got me anywhere.
What's semaphore?
Yeah, when have you ever... I've spent hours learning semaphore.
It's never
got me anywhere. I mean...
Do you know what this is?
No, be quiet.
A sign language.
Is it? What is it, Shelley? What does it say? I can hear
Green
you.
Elf.
Green Elf?
Yeah.
I say.
It's the only one I know, I'm especially sorry.
Didn't get you very far, though, does it?
Yeah, it does.
Christmas.
Christmas, yeah.
The IOD also have another one at the Tudor Marriott, which is a hotel and golf club, also in Ashford Road, Maidstone, and that's M for Mother, E for Egbert, 144, N for Norman, and Q for Quebec. Quebec is correct.
Got that right, yeah.
Yeah, that was the only one that was right.
And that was 7:45 in the morning, it must be, till 10:30.
Q for snooker.
But semaphore never got me anywhere, and learning about baobab trees never got me anywhere. But you see, maybe you, that would be all right, baobab.
Yeah, they might be useful. Store lots of water.
Yeah. February the 5th, there is a free event with 7 seminars, and it's the Landlord Investment Show, and it's returning to Ashford. It's the International Ashford International Hotel, as I said, on February the 5th. You need to speak to Holly O'Brien, who is the events manager, digital marketing consultant, and your website there is www.landlordinvestmentshow.co.uk, HOW.co.uk, and it starts at 10 a.m. till 4:15 with networking in the morning, and they're talking about investment zone, investment opportunities ranging from student studio hubs, townhouses and apartments throughout the UK. That sounds really exciting. I'm putting that in my handbag.
So fantastic. The Federation of Small Business have a speed networking and meet the mastermind event, and it's on Wednesday, January the 14th, and it's at 5:30 in the evening until 8 p.m, and it's at Tunbridge School, which is in the High Street, Tunbridge, TN9 1JP. Do you want to do the phonetics for that?
What was it?
Terry Norbert, 9. Yeah. 1, Julian Pomegranate.
You did it so well.
Yeah. Okay. I could have done the better one for that, couldn't I, really? 1, Julian Pterodactyl. speed networking and meet the mastermind at Tunbridge School. 5:30 p.m. start, 5:45 there's a welcome. 6 p.m. there's a tour of Tunbridge School. And then from 6 until 8 p.m. there's a meet the mastermind. And there are a whole series of specialists, including social media with Zoe Cairns. There's an employment law mastermind, auto-enrolment with Steve Kilfoy of Squirrel Financial Planning. Friend of yours?
Squirrel it away, I love it.
Business banking from Barclays. There's the Growth Accelerator team there. And there's all about tax, customs and excise with Chris Gaze, who is from RIFT. There's the
Lovely Rift.
Yeah. There's the UK trade and investment team talking about exports. There's people from the National Apprenticeship Scheme. There's Tunbridge Council, and there's Federation of Small Business Membership Advisors. If you want to book your slot on that event on January the 14th in the evening at Tunbridge School, do so by emailing office.kent@fsb.org.uk. That's office.kent@fsb.org.uk. Do go along. The FSB are staging some fabulous events this year, and there's lots of good things happening in the Federation of Small Business, Kent and Medway. So do join if you're not a member.
Yes, you should. There's a Kent Healthy Business Awards, free business breakfast, improving economic performance through people in the environment. This is the Kent Healthy Business Award, is Kent County Council's free self-assessment framework. It's 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kent and Victor Chamber, Ashford, Thursday the 22nd of January, and Coniston Hotel in Sittingbourne, Tuesday the 10th of February this year. And all details will be on Kent Business Radio website.
Cool. I just saw a tweet go through on my phone from Sally from Cakes trying to convince you that ganache is good for diets. Is that right?
Ganache.
Yeah.
Oh, ganache is very Moorish. You can just go on and on. It's chocolate ganache, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just thick and gorgeous. Yeah, I haven't seen that.
You haven't had one of those for minutes.
I might pop round and try one on the way home.
Absolutely. We've had a tweet from F Keys who say, we've got a half-day Manage Your Microsoft Outlook seminar at Discovery Park Sandwich on the 28th of January. You can find out more by ringing 01227 491 227. That's 01227 491 227. It's a measly £55. There are 6 places available. If you want to find out more, give Alex a follow on the Twitter at FKeys. FKeys. Do follow him. Find out about the Microsoft Outlook seminar. I highly, highly, highly personally recommend that. I did a one-to-one session about a year ago with Alex on managing my email book, Outlook, and it was fabulous. And I've used Outlook for, well, since Noah was a boy. And in an hour, he taught me at least 40 things I didn't know, which made my productivity go through the roof. I even managed to answer some of my emails.
I know, except from me.
I wouldn't answer you.
No.
He told me how to set up a folder that takes anything from Jules Serkin and puts it straight in trash. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
It was just absolutely brilliant. And it's an automated process. As it comes in, I just go woof and bung, you're
in
trash.
He's a very calm teacher as well.
He's brilliant.
He's
brilliant.
Well worth having.
Go on the seminar, 28th of Jan, Discovery Park, Sandwich. Do the seminar. Book it by following F Keys. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Well, I think you need to do some back cycling, back pedalling.
Back pedalling.
From your awful comments.
Right.
Because you have been a bit of a queen today in your behaviour.
Oh, did you see what she did there?
Bicycle,
did you?
Bicycle, I want to ride my bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like. You say black, I say white. You say bar, I say bite. You say shark, I say him. And yours was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars. You say Rose, I say Rush. You say God, give me a choice. You say Lord, I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman. All I wanna do is ride. I want to ride my bicycle. Races are coming your way. So forget all your duties. Oh yeah. Run for the girls. They'll be riding today. So look out for those beauties. Oh yeah. On your marks, get set, go.
Expert financial advice you can both understand and trust on your savings and investments, retirement planning, equity release or life and health insurance. Talk to the experts at Facts and Figures Chartered Financial Planners. Phone 01233 722 922 or check them out at www.fffp.co.uk. Facts and Figures. Independent financial advice everyone can follow. www.fffp.co.uk.
I'm all right, Jackie.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 6th of January 2015, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin. I've had a quick tweet from Telcare who said, can you read the text details for the cancer charity again, please? What I'm going to do is ask Jules to be digging that out.
Yes, Ruby. What? It was Ruby, yeah.
There were two or three people have texted it.
I'll find it.
If you could find it for me, and then we can read that out again in a minute. But it's an absolute pleasure to welcome our second guest of 2015 to the Business Bunker show, Mr. David Bowman of Intelligent Marketing Advertising.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Intelligent Mobile Advertising.
That as well.
Even. Yeah. David, welcome to the show. It's an Thank absolute you. Pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
Where should we start with this? Why don't you give us an overview of what you're doing, and then we'll talk about how you got round to doing it and all that in a minute.
Okay, basically what we do is we do non-digital advertising. Yeah. It's going back to the old ways of basically advertising on banners. Mm-hmm. Basically, I like to stay healthy and fit. So I use a bike that's got a specially designed trailer on the back of it. Mm-hmm. And basically we advertise businesses, events. You name it, we'll advertise
it. You like to ride your bicycle.
Yeah, I certainly do.
He likes to ride his bicycle, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So it's been going since October. Mm. It's been going really well. Mm. It's just a non-digital advertising company.
Absolutely.
Works for anyone, really. So
I was gobsmacked by a couple of your new customers. Big names. Are you allowed to say them on air?
Yeah, what I've done is... When I started the company, I live in Tenderton, so I sort of count
all the best
Tenderton.
People do, don't they?
Yeah,
absolutely. local companies, computer companies, and a few other companies. Done a few bits and pieces for Kent and East Sussex Railway. Mm. Kept it small because it was just me on my Todd, on my bike, with the banners. And then what I'd done is I sort of thought about how can I take this sort of further afield, because the area that I was working in is going really well. So I contacted, sent a load of emails out, wasn't expecting to get anything back, but I had companies like Apple, Lidl, Tesco, and McDonald's as well get back, saying that it's an excellent idea, they'd love to implement it some way, obviously sort of quite a lot of them are franchises and stuff.
Yeah.
So they'd support me, give me the backing that I need to approach each individual franchise.
Oh, fabulous.
And take it from there. So, but obviously sort of where I am now, I wouldn't have been able to do that with sort of support and sort of guidance that obviously you've given as well, Paul, over the sort of period that I've been running it and stuff.
It's a fabulous idea you had, David, and when he first told me about it, David and I met, just for some background, we met at a workshop I conducted in Ashford, just with people wanting to think about starting businesses, and there was a small group of people that came along and we were just chatting about things, and David approached me with his business idea, and I just saw it was fabulous. It's a massively clever idea. It's incredibly simple.
Yeah.
But I suspect one of the reasons that all those, you know, great and the good of the corporate world, Apple and Lidl and McDonald's, what have you, one of the reasons that they love it so much is it ticks a lot of the current zeitgeist of boxes. You know, it's environmentally friendly, it's healthy, it's relationship building.
Mm, yeah, absolutely.
And it's different, you know. All of us are into digital marketing. We're all into social media and stuff like that. And sometimes you need to do something completely different to stand out.
Yeah.
And what a brilliant way to stand out. And when David showed me his ideas, I just loved it straight away. I just thought it's such a brilliant idea. It's simple. It's effective. And, you know, you ride up and down Tenterton High Street, dragging your banner behind you.
I've sort of worked in advertising, in advertising and sales for years. And, you know, being stuck behind a desk... coming up with ideas, implementing ideas and stuff like that. It doesn't really sort of... It's not something that always attracted me. I'd done it. I was good at sales, enjoyed advertising, but I wanted to do something where I could actually get out there and actually talk to people, because I think you get better response from people. Sort of, you know, with digital media, it's good. People say what they think, but when you're actually out there talking to someone face-to-face and being able to tell someone... Look, this is what they're doing. They're over here. Why don't you go and pop in and have a look? And it's worked. It's working really well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was amazing. I met up with David when he just showed me his bike and his trailer. Yeah, we went for a cup of coffee, and he had his bike chained up outside. And we walked outside, and while we were stood there with him shining, people were walking past and going, oh, how does that work? What does that do? Mm. And he said to me, do you know, this was on the day he decided to launch the company in the morning. Mm. I think it was about 10:30 we had coffee. And by 1 o'clock, he was cycling up and down the high street with a client.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's worked really well. I mean, sort of what I'd done is, I originally done art and design at college and stuff, mm. went to university, but decided to go into advertising mm. and design. What you had to do is, when I was at university, you had to do like a run a business for 3 months. And what I used to do is just basically my care in the community side of things. I used to collect shopping for the elderly in the area that I was living in. I used to have a bike with basically a utility trailer on the back of it. Mm. And someone that I was collecting some shopping for said, can you pick up a sign for me that I've been collecting a sign for years? So I sort of picked up this sign. As I was cycling it along, a guy at the traffic light said, love your advertising trailer.
Wow.
And I was like, I didn't think of that. That's an excellent idea. So, of course, when I went into university and they said you had to decide on the business, I sort of decided to do that, and that was 15 years ago, I think.
Right.
So, and it's sort of an idea that's always stuck with me. I've, you know, worked along with it.
Because it's not intrinsic, I'm sure you don't know what I'm saying, it's not actually a new idea,
no.
And it's actually just an implementation in a slightly different way. Because
well,
you see,
had those old aeroplanes that used to go trailing.
And you have vans that go around with, you know, especially at election times when you get loads of, you know, election vans going around with loudspeakers and halos on it and big boards that say, vote for me, I'm an idiot, and all that kind of nonsense.
But bicycles.
Yeah.
Mm. Would you ever go into sort of having a penny farthing or something?
We're selling ice cream.
No, we're selling ice cream was my other tip for you.
Yeah, that
it?
Was it a little while ago.
You liked that, though, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're putting you in touch with Taywell, aren't we? Taywell ice cream.
I set up the business a little while ago, and when I set it up the first time, I did have Subway made stand. Sort of there was Game, Phoenix, and places like that. So. Was going really well, but sort of, you know, I had a bit of tragedy, so I decided to sort of leave the business as it was and just sort of shut the whole thing down. Mm. And it was something that was always in the back of my mind on sort of doing again, but I think it's taken the sort of the kick, so as to say, to basically get it back up and running again. Mm. And, you know, sort of there's a guy in Tendon called Callum Knowles who's been tremendous. He's invested in the business as well.
Cool.
He's from Tendon Business Services. So he's helped as well, and by doing that, I've been able to buy a few more trailers. You know, at the moment, it's just me riding the bikes, getting the business in. So, but now it's got to the point where I will be
looking. You need people.
Yeah, we'll be looking for someone to help sort of run the business and
someone
progress
that likes
it.
Bicycling.
Yeah, doesn't mind. Well, that's a good way of keeping
you
fit.
You could have some rickshaws as well,
fees,
couldn't you?
Little taxis.
Well, they have them in London, don't they? The little rickshaws.
Mm. Yeah.
And of course in Shanghai or
somewhere. but so you're trailers to them.
You could. So now you're actively looking for people that can cycle.
Yeah, I'm looking. I've obviously sort of contacted Apple and sort of the larger companies. I've got this sort of plan in mindset to have basically someone help run the company. Mm. I do have 3 boys, you know, so they're at school, so it's sort of running it in between them and sort of picking them up and bits and pieces like that. But I will be looking for someone to obviously help run the business to take it further. And obviously sort of have more trailers made up, more bikes, and bits and pieces like that.
Because you've got the opportunity as well to franchise it out.
You
could rent the bikes and stuff like that into other areas, you know, parts of the county or the country indeed.
Mm. Yeah. I think what I love about it is just basically getting away from digital media, doing something non-digital, getting out there, staying healthy, because you are, and chatting to people, and sort of some of the customers that we've already had, it's been amazing the feedback that we've had, and even companies, we've done it in Canterbury a couple of weeks back, even some of the companies that set back that we've done have turned around and said the response was incredible, you know, and because we've had one trailer that's basically had an arrow where they actually are, and then we've had another trailer that's been out sort of talking to people and stuff. So the feedback is absolutely brilliant,
And it is incredibly cost-effective, because you don't charge a lot of money for this either,
No, it's...
Because all it is the manpower, there's no petrol involved.
No, that's it, no. I mean, sort of other than sort of the logistics side of things is easy, because the trailers come to part. I mean, I was taking the trailers when I was doing Kent East Sussex Railway, I was putting the trailers in my Mini and running, had the bike on the back, and was running the trailers to, like, Hastings, Tunbridge Wells, Maidstone, Canterbury, using my Mini. So, you know, they do come flat packed. They are quite sort of large trailers now. Started off with smaller ones.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you get the banner, the advertising banners made up as well, is that
right? Yeah, I design the banners. Basically, I've designed leaflets and stuff for smaller stores.
Yeah, because that's actually your background, graphic design and stuff like that, isn't it? Yeah.
But if someone like Apple, they presumably have their own stuff.
Yeah, they were talking about a watch they're launching, I think, sort of soon.
Oh, yeah, this new watch.
They were talking about a watch they're launching and stuff like that. So
iWatch, maybe?
When you're out and about, then, because I thought you were just whizzing about, but it sounds to me like you're stopping and chatting to people.
Yeah, I've got a PA system. well, I love to hear my own voice.
or a megaphone, as it's normally known. Hello!
Have you seen this in action, Paul?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
I've got a PA system with a pre-recorded message. Basically, we run for Potters just before Christmas.
Potters are a digital entertainment shop in Centerton.
I'm so glad you said that. I thought they were people that, you know, with a little wheel. What I'm doing here.
Yeah.
And basically, they were running the promotion. So I've done a pre-recorded message on this PA and just rode my bike around playing the PA message. David from Potters went in when he was in Tesco's. Apparently, all he saw was people with these flyers walking around talking about a crazy guy on a bike with a PA system. So, you know, sort of it's one of those things that, okay, fair enough, it's sort of new, people aren't used to seeing this around, but I always look at new ways and different ways of gauging people, and because it is a real-time human intelligence, it's been working really well. So
it's cool. It really is cool.
See, if you went across the channel, we could have a little bunch of onions around his neck.
Exactly.
String of garlic.
Yeah. French bread.
Bread on top.
Yeah, absolutely. See, she always gets it back to food, no matter what you do.
Edible banners,
exactly.
So when you finish with it, chow down.
Yeah. She's going to get you, David, to have a little basket on the front of your bike as well, which she's going to fill with French bread.
Well, I would quite like to go in the trailer at the back.
Yeah, I would like you in the trailer at the back as well.
I do a little bit of megaphone.
Megaphone.
You could talk about people as you went by, couldn't you? You could go, look at that lady.
At him.
I think you have to make sure that you adhere to certain advertising standards.
It's no good telling Jules about things like that, isn't it?
Yeah. Get me into trouble.
Yeah. He's told me I can't mention Rob Harris on air. It just gets me every week.
We'll go past that one. So, David, how can people find out about you? How can they find out more about what you do? How can they get in touch and get you booked up?
They can visit the website at iamadvertising.co.uk. You can visit us on Twitter, which is IMA in Kent. Or you can email info@iamadvertising.co.uk or david@iamadvertising.co.uk. There's a wealth of information on there. And if anyone just wants to chat or they want to give it a go just to see if it works, which it does, send us an email or give us a call.
Or if anybody fancies flexing their calf muscles riding a bike, I'm sure they could give you a call as well and find out what it's all about.
Definitely be looking for someone to obviously assist in running the business. So if anyone is mad enough out there to give it a go, then
there must be loads of students that would want to do that in the holidays and things.
It's the archetypal job that you can do like that, isn't it?
David,
thank you so much for joining us on the Business Punk Show.
Guys.
Absolute power to your elbow. Well done, mate. It's just heartwarming. And it comes right back to the very first thing I was saying at the opening of the show about the entrepreneurial spirit that's now starting to take hold in this country, which is absolutely fantastic. You know, in a very short space of time, you've taken an idea, you've made it work, you've got it up and running, you're now looking to expand it within weeks of starting it, and that is just amazing. It's really good, and it's something different, it's unique, it's nice and environmentally friendly. What's not to like?
Definitely.
So absolutely all power to you.
Thank you, Paul.
I know that you came from a place where, you know, life was tough for you. And you had to put a lot of effort into going this next step, so
and looking after your three
boys as well, and all power to you. It just shows you, no matter what you face in life, you can move on and do things. And that's absolutely brilliant. David, all power to you. There's a link to IMA website on the Business Bunker website. So if anybody wants to follow up, if you want some advertising done, and you do, Trust me, you do. Otherwise, we'll send Jules around with her poison monkey, and you don't want that. You don't want that. She'll turn up with a monkey licking its armpit, and you're in big trouble.
No, I'm going for that snail, that water, venomous water snail.
Yeah. So, basically, if you don't want that happening, you need to get hold of David now and start advertising with him.
Yeah, yeah,
David,
thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. David Bowman of IMA Advertising. We've had loads and loads of tweets. Did you find...
Yes, I've retweeted Lisa Marie.
Can you shout it out again as well?
I can. Can you... here we are. It's... well, it's hashtag Ruby Tuesday on the Twitter.
Yeah.
And the number is to donate is 70070. And that's all that there is. It's just a picture. Hang on, there might be a website. No, it's just a picture. But I've retweeted that to...
Okay, all right.
And the lady is at K-A... sorry, at K Akehurst, A-K-H-U-R-S-T. And it's it's justgiving.com/RubyYoung journey. But I've retweeted that to Lisa as well.
Okay, fabulous. Thank you. We've had... I thought I saw another tweet... Matthew, Kirsty Lawson.
Oh yeah, marvelous.
Ken Fine Foods. Yeah, Scoff and Quaff. Did you save me any cake? I'm fading away. He says.
Well, you know, our guests have eaten most of it. You know, I had a little slither, of course, but most of the guests have had tucked in. Paul Andrews had a few chocolate balls.
No, I didn't. I haven't eaten anything.
There's a lady here tweeting, look, she sounds interesting, I'm trying to change the subject. Yes, Matthew, there is a little bit of cake left, but not much. Jill, it's at TYPLTO, finding new and innovative ways of supporting young people into Kent, into employment, targetyourpotential.co.uk. Happy New Year to Paul and Jules.
Cool.
And fantastic show.
And Matthew from Kent Fine Foods has also said, have you lost weight again, Paul? Yes, I have, but I needed to. Because I put it all on again over Christmas.
Oh, I did too.
And he says, I'm listening, take care, and all the best to all of you down at Sunny Channel Radio. So thank you. And that's Matthew at Kent Fine Foods. And another new listener, UK South Outlet, on the Twitter, UK South Outlet, that says, Vanilla Web, hi Paul, first time to listening to your show, really enjoying it. So thank you for that. Alamo Restaurant have tweeted, remember we are closed during the winter on Monday evenings.
Oh, yes, they were open for the Christmas period on a Monday, and they're just having a little break on Mondays, every other day.
And someone back at the Venomtech office has tweeted as well, and they said, if you're interested in venomous primates, which I am, very,
yes.
It says you need, on the Twitter, Queen Fireface.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Well, Steve's going to tell us who Queen Fireface is.
So this is the Twitter handle for Professor Anna Nikaris that I was talking about. And because the lorises, which are the venomous primates, have got the nickname of being Little Fireface.
Ah.
So being the head of the lab there, she's Queen Fireface.
On the Twitter? Oh, well, there you go.
And yeah, if you look for, Google for Little Fireface, you'll find their main website of the projects they're doing.
Ah, fabulous. I'm going to look that up later.
Yeah, it should. It's fun.
We've also had a tweet from Laura Burton Lawrence, but I don't understand it. I think she was in a conversation with you.
Yeah,
somewhere.
She was. She's off to the theatre, and I asked her what she was going to see. And
that explains it.
And she's going with her dad, I think.
Yeah, that explains
sounds
it.
She's going for some fine dining as well afterwards.
And we've also had a tweet from 166 Asbestos Survey.
Who says,
yeah, we're tuned into Business Bunker, Vanilla Web, Jill Serkin, Happy New Year. Well, Happy New Year to you too.
But they're also then asking, Paul Andrews, if only you'd focus. They're saying, where do we find out more about the bike advertising?
Oh, thanks.
And so I've put them in touch.
Have you?
Yeah. Good job I'm here, really, isn't it?
Well, you're reading from the top of the list. I'm working my way up. That's why.
You're thinking about venomous primates.
I'm working my way up the list, and you're doing FIFO.
She's going to, Laura Burton Lawrence is going to Boulle in London, classic convivial French restaurant and cafe in St James's, private dining room. Wow, that sounds lovely. They need to change it, though, because they're saying now taking Christmas and New Year bookings.
Yeah, you could probably sneak in a meal between between afternoon tea, foursies, before dinner.
Well, you know, with Dave talking about going over to France on his bike with his onions, it made me hungry.
Right. Absolutely.
There's a Kent tweet up. They start now. It's three W's for the website dot kenttweetups.co.uk. It might be kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk actually. The Twitter handle is at kenttweetups. They're free networking events in around Kent and Canterbury. Tomorrow it's the Miller's Arms. That's at 9:30 to 10 o'clock. Free networking.
Fantastic. Had a tweet in from Jill at Target Your Potential, who says, Happy New Year to Paul, Vanilla Webb and Jules. Jill Sirkin from Jill at Target Your Potential. Fantastic show. Good to have you all back and all the best for 2015. Thank you, Jill. And you can follow Jill on the Twitter, and her Twitter handle is at TYPLTD. TYPLTD.
Which actually, I rest my case here to my listeners that I'd read that about 2 minutes ago.
I know, because...
Perfectly.
Because you keep reading from the top of the queue when I'm reading my way up it.
Talking about Rat Packs, there's the definitive Rat Pack, which is at the Open Air Classical Summer Concert, Leeds Castle. And it will open... Sorry about our guests are very... Have you seen?
They're boisterous.
Very giggly.
They're boisterous.
It's all that sugar.
Yeah.
The definitive Rat Pack will open the Leeds Castle Open Air Classical Summer Concert on the 11th of July. So this is the date for your diary. Best known as the original cast members of the Rat Pack, live from Las Vegas. They wowed audiences in London's West End and on international tours, including the USA and Canada, and epitomised cool in the 1960s. The
epitomised who?
Cool.
Oh, cool.
Cool in the 1960s.
Sweet.
The definitive Rat Pack has now created their own more personal show, and the members are Steve Triffitt, Mark Adams and George Daniel Long. And they are among the world's finest interpreters of Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin and Sammy Davis
Jr. They haven't seen my Frank Sinatra, have they?
No, they haven't.
There are photographs of it.
Probably just as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that one with you and the Trilby
at
Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was very good.
We've had a tweet from AK Pet Services. Have
you
read this one as well?
Shall I stop reading this then?
Yeah, I'm bored with that.
All right then. What's Adrian saying?
Have you not read it?
Is he going to take a...
Have you not read this one?
No.
Why haven't you read this one?
Maybe because you're reading from the bottom.
No, I'm reading from the top. It's the very latest one in.
It's just come in.
It's hot off the press from Adrian at AK Pet Services. It says, Vanilla Webb, Jules Sirkin, another great show, Paul and Jules. Happy New Year to the Business Bunker. So thank you, Adrian.
Lovely, Adrian. I'm just reading.
Carry on with your email.
Where was I before I was so rudely interrupted? Songs include the ever popular I've Got You Under My Skin, Fly Me to the Moon. That's
Fly
some
me
more.
To the moon.
King of the Road. That would be good for you, wouldn't it?
These
trailers.
Are restaurants.
Yeah.
Songs. Yeah, they could be. They could be. So, when is it? There's an early bird offer available until... No, that's gone. Picnic style, £32 and seated, £42. To find out more, visit www.heritage-events.co.uk for more info. And that's the Leeds Castle Open Air Classical Summer Concert on the 11th of July.
Cool. There's a Kent and Victor Chamber networking breakfast with guest speaker Damien Collins MP, and that's taking place on Friday the 23rd of January, and it's at the Burlington Hotel in Folkestone, and that's from 7:15 to 9:45 a.m. The members' price is £15, non-members £20, and there's an opportunity to meet new contacts and generate business leads while sharing ideas and experience with like-minded people. Through the course of the morning, we will serve you a full English breakfast and tea and coffee. If you'd like to book a space on the networking breakfast with guest speaker Damien Collins MP at the Burlington Hotel Folkestone on Friday the 23rd of January, go to kentinvictorchamber.co.uk and look at events to book your place.
New listener, UK South Outlet, so that's at UK South Outlet, has just followed. They've got 7 followers, so they've just joined Twitter, and they're saying, Hi Paul, first time listening to your show. So hello to you.
I just read that.
Did you?
Yeah.
I obviously wasn't hanging on everywhere.
Touché.
I was busy, you know, planning the next one.
Oh, you were planning?
Yes.
Oh, planning. Yeah. She was planning, listener.
How many emails have you got left?
About 10.
See, now look who does all the work, guests. I've got 1 left. Next meetup is in Faversham. They've got Mark Thatcher. It can't be the Mark Thatcher, but he's an illustrator and cartoonist. And then they also have Kevin Grist from the Arts Council talking about grants for the arts funding. And then there will be, it closes at 12:30. So let's have a look. It's Tuesday the 13th of January, so that's next Tuesday. Alexander Centre, 15 Preston Street in Faversham. M for Mother, E for Egbert, 13. 8, N for Norbert, and Z for Zealand. members rate pounds.
Zonk. Z for Zonk.
That's a Norbert.
Non-members are £10. First time is the 3. And you need to contact Nathalie Bonnet on 01795 597 576, www.kentcreativelife.org.
That was Jill Serkin with the phonetic alphabet read in Klingon.
Yeah, but you haven't seen my semaphore, have you?
No, I haven't. That's
very
true.
Very good.
Yeah, put it away. Telcare have tweeted, Vanilla Webb, we're busy painting the new office while we're listening to the Business Bunker Show.
Makes a change from painting the town.
Yeah, absolutely. So nice one, Lisa.
I saw her in Whitstable, you know, over Christmas.
Did you?
Yes. Marauding up and down the high street.
Cool. That's the team from Telcare, the telecommunications providers over there on the Medway City Estate in Rochester, and the people that make bringing you the Business Bunker work as well as it does, because they provide our lease line and stuff here. The government reveals new earnings thresholds for automatic enrolment for pensions. Yet more red tape. The government has set out the earnings thresholds for automatic enrolment into a qualifying workplace pension scheme that will apply from the 6th of April 2015. The lower limit of the qualifying earnings band will increase from 5,772 to 5,824, and the upper limit will increase from 41,865 to 42,385, whilst the minimum earnings threshold for automatic enrolment will remain at 10k. A worker's rights under the automatic enrolment pension framework are determined according to the category of worker into which they fall. That categorisation depends on age and earnings relative to set statutory figures, namely the minimum earnings threshold and the lower and upper qualifying earning boundaries. In addition, the government has confirmed that two new statutory instruments, the National Employment Savings Trust Amendment Order 2015 and the Transfer Values Disapplication Revocation Regulations 2015, will remove the annual contribution limit and transfer restrictions on the National Employment Savings Trust from the 1st of April 2017. NEST, the National Employment Savings Trust, is a pension scheme that is available to all employers who want to use it for automatic enrolment. The draft National Employment Savings Trust Amendment Order 2015 was laid before Parliament on the 16th of December, and the draft Transfer Values Disapplication Revocation Regulations do not need parliamentary approval. I'm really pleased that they've done all they can to minimise red tape.
just the press release was enough.
Yeah, and that's auto enrolment, folks. We've all got to do it, but blimey, is it getting nonsensical? Yeah. They really need to stop this. There's after hours networking with the Kent Invicta Chamber from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and there's no need to book. You just turn up. And basically, the next ones are Tuesday, the 20th of January. And it's the Friends of the Wisdom Hospital at Rochester. Also on Tuesday the 20th of January, they have an after-hours networking meeting at the Abbots Barton Hotel in Canterbury. And on Tuesday the 27th of January, at the Best Western Russell Hotel in Maidstone. So that's the after-hours club, 6 till 7:30 in the evening. Tuesday evenings on the 20th of January in Rochester, Canterbury, and the 27th of January in Maidstone. To book, visit kentinvictorchamber.co.uk/events and do book on. Those are really brilliant events. I go to them quite often, and they are really worthwhile. I'll tell you what, have you got any emails left?
No, I read all mine. Pass
have you?
Some.
No, we're kind of at the end of the show. I'm going to do one more email and then we'll save the rest for next week.
Read it nicely then.
Okay, there's a Digital in Kent conference taking place on the 19th of March from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and that's at the Mercure Hotel Maidstone. I think you'll find that the Mercure Hotel is known to most of us as the Great Danes.
Yeah.
We are delighted to announce that Google will be speaking at our next Digital in Kent conference. Alongside them is a stunning lineup of 7 keynote speakers who are all leading innovative edge of the digital and social media world. It's taking place on Thursday the 19th of March at the Mercure Maidstone Great Danes, which is just off Junction 8 of the M20, just outside Maidstone at Hollingbourne. We pride ourselves in finding sought-after, exciting and different speakers. We source the very best from around the UK and bring them to Kent so that you and your business can benefit. Our fifth conference will take a glimpse into the future. You'll hear what is around the corner in 2015 and further afield. As always, we'll have a choice of topical workshops and at all levels to suit, plus our popular speed net sessions where you will hear hard-hitting tips that you can implement quickly and easily in your business. There's a whole bunch of speakers from Google, Thomas Power, Bob Barker, Warren Knight, Matt Phelan, Alistair Frost, Luke Quilter and many more. And all the details can be found on the website that goes with the conference, which is www.digitalinkent.co.uk. I'm looking forward to that. I'm chairing the event and it'll be a cracker.
Yes, of course.
We've reached the end of the first show for 2015.
I know.
I'd like to say a massive, massive thank you to today's show sponsor, Bridger House, and to our guests, Steve Trim and the lovely Sarah from Venom Tech, Mr. Dave Bowman from IMA.
Thank you.
Thank you to all the listeners and businesses out there in Kent.
And all your tweets.
And for all your tweets, your emails, do keep them coming. Do keep... keeping us informed about what you're up to. Coming up later today on Channel Radio at 3 o'clock, Mr. Kevin Cann with the Extra Milk Show. At 5 o'clock, the lady's favourite in his stripy socks, Mr. Craig Avery, the Sharknado expert. Do you like Sharknado?
I'm a little bit familiar with it, yes.
Yeah, you should have listened a couple of weeks ago. We had Diane, what's her name, the actress that was in the first Sharknado film, was on Craig's show, yeah, which was quite funny.
He knows everyone, doesn't
he? Yeah. Anyway, Craig's on at 5 o'clock, the lady's favourite, Mr. Craig Avery. And then at 7 o'clock, beer, birds, balls and bands. It's the boys down the pub.
Down the pub, yeah.
Phil and Jonathan will be back with Down the Pub Radio, recovering from the last show, which was the live, unrehearsed...
Oh, yes, your
Channel
pantomime.
Radio panto, yeah. In which I played a cat. I have no idea why I played a cat, but I did.
You are quite catty at
Yeah,
times.
Yeah, always quite catty, yeah. Mm. But the boys are back with Down the Pub Radio. And then at 9 o'clock, 18 new hand-picked, unsigned new and upcoming tracks picked specially for you by Mr. Jamie Andrews on the New Potato Show. That's from 9 till 11 tonight.
That's so do really stay worth tuned. Listen. I love that.
It is indeed. Do stay tuned to channelradio.co.uk for the rest of the day. But you've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin on the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio. We'll be back with you next week.
Bye bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.